Australia, a cover of the Cranberries' Linger. That's Royal Otis here on Radio 9. And this is Krabby Appleton. Hollywood with Rock House. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. Taking your requests on Facebook and Mastodon now until 3 o'clock at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Story news in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The United States has criminally charged a person in connection with an alleged plot thwarted by the FBI to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump. In a statement on Friday, the U.S. Department of Justice said the man had been assigned by an Iranian government official to take part in a murder-for-hire plot before this week's election. Ever since Benji Hire reports.
Investigators learned of the plan to kill the former president while interviewing Farhad Shakiri. He's an Afghan national identified by officials as an asset of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps. He was deported from the US and remains in Iran and informed law enforcement that he'd been tasked in September of surveying and ultimately assassinating Donald Trump, whose campaign was informed at the time of an attempt on his life. This scheme reflects what federal agencies have described as ongoing efforts by Iran to target American government officials on American soil. The U.S.'s Attorney General Merrick Garland says Iran poses a grave threat to the national security of the United States. Benji Hire, Washington.
U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith has acknowledged the 2020 election subversion case against Donald Trump is unlikely to proceed. Smith has said the unprecedented circumstance of Trump being re-elected means the case will likely have to be permanently paused. No sitting president can be prosecuted, making a trial for this case after Trump's inauguration on January the 20th all but impossible. Prosecutors have now asked for a deadline of December the 2nd when they plan to tell the judge how they intend to proceed. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is now projected to win Nevada, a U.S. state that he lost in both 2016 and 2020. Both he and Kamala Harris, his Democrat rival, courted voters in the state several times in the lead-up to the election. Ever since, Sally Patterson has more.
Donald Trump made the state of Nevada a frequent stop on the campaign trail. It's where he announced his no tax on tips pledge in June and worked hard to woo the state's sizable Latino voting bloc. In fact, Latino voters helped hand Trump his victory nationally. This time round saw a 14% increase in Trump's share of Hispanic voters from 2020. That's according to an exit poll by Edison Research. The president-elect's promises to boost the economy and deliver tax cuts across the board resonated with Latino, working class and male voters.
President-elect Trump has reiterated his plan as one of his first priorities to make the U.S.'s southern border strong and powerful. As a candidate, the former president repeatedly vowed to carry out the largest deportation effort in American history. The Department of Homeland Security estimates there are 11 million illegal migrants living in the U.S. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jim Webbing and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Miss Matahari and her skeletons in the closet. Tonight, another segment of Vox Populi. And starring the mad prophet of the airwaves,
Jay Thurber.
Dave from The Ecology on Radio 9 108. Much more music time. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. I'm Jay Thurber. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Sunny skies out there, looking for a high of 59. We're 52 right now in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT in Tube City Online Radio.
For doing absolutely nothing?
I figured because the Democrats were in power again.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast because I'm a hungry man. I said, shake. I said, shake, rattle, and roll. I said, shake, rattle, and roll.
Michael Haley and his comments on Radio 9 at 1:14. We've been talking about the death this week of democracy. No, Quincy Jones passed away at the age of 91. This is a hit single for him in 1962. You might know it from the Austin Powers movies. It's Soul Bossa Nova. This is Quincy Jones and his orchestra on Radio 9. Bossa Nova, 1962. That's the late, great Quincy Jones here on Radio 9.
Radio 9!
Looking back to yesterday.
Music. I got it bad for the new girl in school. The guys are flipping, but I'm playing it cool. Everybody's passing notes in class. They really dig her now, she's such a gas. The chicks are jealous of the new girl. Transferred here. I got it back.
404-872-385-7450. Also on Facebook and Mastodon. Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, taking your requests.
Hey! All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis.
Hey, listen, world, you gotta know I'm cutting loose and letting go. Who needs the worry and the strife? Life can be a ball, I'll just fall away in my life. Clam bake, go have a clam bake. Clam bake, go have a clam bake. Look for the brightest lights in town. That's where you'll find me hanging round. I got this feeling to be free. I pick and choose the life I want, and that's life for me. Clam bake, go ahead, clam bake. Clam bake, go ahead, clam bake. Hey! Clam bake, clam bake. Brightest lights in town. That's where you'll find me hanging around. I got this feeling to be free.
Short answer is no. The long answer is no.
Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while. And though your dreams may toss and turn you now, they will vanish away like your daddy's best jeans, denim blue, faded up to the sky. And though you want them to last forever, you know we never will. You know we never will. And the patches made the goodbye. What will you leave us this time?
with Jay Tharber, the sound of Cat Stevens at 125. Much more music time. New music from Bastille coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Anything happen this week? I'm not going to say a whole lot because aren't you sick of the election? Aren't you sick of the everybody has a theory? Everybody, you know, if my pet cause, you know, Trump would have won by a gazillion votes if only he had focused on this. Well, Harris would have won by a quadrillion votes if only she had done this. And it's just like, well, the voters spoke, those bastards. And it is what it is. We will hear from Christopher Titus in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned for his Armageddon update. Armageddon, out of here. That's going to be pretty much the last thing I have to say about it, except for the fact here's a pro tip from Jay Tharber, by the way. If you're ever feeling down, laugh like Barney Rubble, and you will feel better. Like this. Ready? I'm going to back off from the microphone. Right? Doesn't that make you feel better? Anyways, one of the big Google searches Monday and Tuesday this week. This is true. I double-checked on this. This is true. One of the big Google searches Sunday, Monday, Tuesday this week was, did Joe Biden drop out? So people were headed to the polling place, and they weren't sure who this Kamala Harris person was. They'd missed the 50,000 text messages that we all got and 47,000 TV commercials every hour. Speaking of, every day, Pennsylvania's 66 conservation districts work to prevent pollution in Pennsylvania, but they can't do it alone. By taking a few simple steps, we all can make a difference in our communities. Conservations can start in our own backyards. So skip lawn fertilizer because it causes pollution in local waterways. And skip raking leaves. Mulch them. They will help feed your lawn over the winter. For more information about conservation projects in our communities, visit pacd.org. That's pacd.org. A message from the Pennsylvania Association of Conservation Districts. What else to tell you about? Coming up next week, we will not be on WRCT. We will only be on Tube City Online Radio. Next week is Anatomy of the Ear at WRCT. So if you want to look for us next week, you will find us only online at Tube City Online Radio. And I'll post something on social media and on the website as a reminder. In 2 weeks, we will be broadcasting on location live from Better Block Pittsburgh, which will be having a pop-up festival at the corner of 5th and Walnut in McKeesport as part of the Christmas parade. So we hope you will come down and see us in 2 weeks. That's the 23rd of November at the corner of 5th and Walnut in McKeesport. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Attic Records in Millvale. Attic Records opens 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is independently owned and operated. They purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is at 513 Grant Avenue. Why I added the one, I don't know. 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, visit Attic Records Store, Inc. .com or call them at 412-821-8484. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Sunny this afternoon with a high of 59, cloudy overnight with a low of 43, showers on Sunday with a high of 62, mostly sunny on Veterans Day, that's Monday, high 62, mostly sunny Tuesday and a high of 56, and then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 63. 56 in Washington, 52 in Butler, 56 in Beaver County, it's 53 right now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 55 at WRCT with new music from Bastille.
To trace all my lips, do you always run?
as wild, bittersweet, fleeting bliss. I guess I haven't felt electric for some time. Feels like a new rush, flowering. Oh, like a break in the ice. Felt like the clouds got tired of opening. But oh, and felt light in a while. Is that a blue sky? Is that a blue sky? Is it about time? Yeah. It's about time. Is that a blue sky? Is that a blue sky? It's about time. Yeah. It's about time. I'm wide awake for the breeze. How the hell did I get so numb to desire? Mix the bass on the page. Cause I ain't nothing without joy and sorrow.
On 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, it is 1:33. Drifting along with the Drifters on a super solid cold Saturday afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in to Radio 9.
This magic moment.
is Regular Joe, and you're listening to Tube City Online Radio.
$74.50. Also on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. We lost Quincy Jones this week at the age of 91. I don't mean to be playing, just be playing TV themes, but man, he wrote some good ones. From 1973, it's the Street Beater. 1973 album, You've Got It Bad, Baby. That's Quincy Jones with Grady Tate on drums, Bob James on keyboards, Dave Grusin on electric piano, and another cast of thousands. The Street Beater, also known as the theme from Sanford and Son here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Christopher Titus coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Four Seasons. A few thoughts on the election from Christopher Titus coming up next.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As always, opinions expressed on the Jay Thurber Show are not those of the host, this radio station, or its boards of directors.
I'm Christopher Titus,
is the Armageddon up to, hey, anything happened last couple days? Because, I don't know, it feels like something happened. You know, like something totally unbelievable. Like American citizens voted for a man who said he would be a dictator on day one. A man who has to pay an $81 million judgment for rape and has 34 felony charges with 58 pending. A man who is best friends with a pedophile. A million died on his watch because he couldn't handle a pandemic after he shut down the pandemic response teams worldwide. Yeah, he talked about getting even with his detractors, and he talked about people who came out against him. He actually said that Liz Cheney needed guns trained on her, pointed right in her face. Over half of Americans voted for him to be president. Yeah, the guy who tanked the economy and wanted you to inject disinfectant. Half of my country think, that's a good idea. Good game, everybody. You know, we are purely lost now in America. Mike Judge, the prophet who predicted the dumbest society was on its way in his, well, I guess now it would be a documentary, Idiocracy, predicted that we would have an inept president who did not understand economics and did not understand what words mean. He nailed it. This feels biblical, but not the good, fun, Jesus took us go-karting and mini-golf parts of the Bible. The weird part is, this doesn't change who he is. He's still called soldiers, suckers, and losers. He still tried to end democracy on January 6th. He had 40 of 44 people who worked in his cabinet said he was the worst, a danger to society. John Kelly, his chief of staff, called him a flat-out fascist. He tried to get his vice president hung. He called Hispanics rapists, drug dealers, and thieves. And guess what? Those Hispanics voted for him in huge numbers. You know, the people that he took from their families and put them in camps? They voted for him. I don't think the Jews for Hitler coalition is very big, but Latinos for Trump. Don't remember any Hispanics at his rallies either. Hell, his rallies were half or three quarters full. So the incredibly qualified black woman, the vice president of one of the best economic and social recovery since FDR, lost. I mean, was this because eggs were expensive, because gas was high? Does it seem weird to anyone else? Today, you're going to have to face that America has taken a dark turn. A man who talked about a country that he called a garbage can just a few days ago. He also said that he wanted to terminate the Constitution. He wanted to ban books and that women should be punished for getting an abortion. And Americans voted for that. What have we learned? Well, we learned that at its core, America, a country built on the tenets of amazing documents, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that says all men and women are created equal, that all races are created equal. And we learned America doesn't want to be that anymore. And they sure as hell can't elect a black woman. God, no. He said he's going to start mass deportations. You think food got expensive then? Wait until there's no one to grow or pick it. And you know, people, we're a nation of immigrants. If you live here, your people came from somewhere else. We're all immigrants. Trump's mother was an immigrant. His grandfather was an immigrant. I mean, unless your name is Flies with Eagles or Snuggles with Ferrets, your people came here from somewhere else. This guy said he wants to stop immigrants and immigration. He wants to deport millions. I'm going to give you a quote about immigration. If we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost. That was Republican Ronald Reagan said that. Trump said he's going to be a dictator on day one. And MAGA America said, cool, what's a dictator? So I'm going to close today with one last quote. And this is from one of our founding fathers. And it is really for all of you 15 million Democrats that didn't show up to vote. And those that voted for the elderly, dementia-addled, inept, illiterate, bankrupt racist twice. Thomas Jefferson said, the government you elect is the government you deserve. Good game, everybody. I'm Christopher Titus, and this is the Armageddon Update.
You can find more about Christopher Titus at ChristopherTitus.com. Opinions expressed by Christopher Titus are not those of this radio station or the host.
Jay Thurber.
This boomba. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
I had to bleep surprisingly little of that this time. News coming up for you at 2 o'clock.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action at this hour, your number 16-ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans are hosting Allegheny College and the Gators at Gesling Stadium in Oakland in the third quarter. Carnegie Mellon leading that game by a score of 56-3. The Pitt Panthers, they've dropped to number 23 after their loss. They are hosting the Virginia Cavaliers tonight at Acrisure Stadium. That game gets underway at 8 o'clock. Number 6-ranked Penn State hosting the Washington Huskies tonight at 8 o'clock. Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Washington tomorrow to take on the Commanders. Game time there is at 1. The Penguins beat the Capitals last night by a score of 4-2, and they have recalled goalie Tristan Jarry from AHL affiliate Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Elsewhere in the NHL was the Wild over the Ducks 5-2. Maple Leafs beat the Red Wings 3-1, and the Kraken over the Golden Knights 4-3. Pittsburgh weather. Boop-boop-boop. Yeah, play it.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Jeez, this is what happens when you guys skip rehearsals. Looking for partly sunny skies for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 59. Cloudy overnight with a low of 43. Showers on Sunday with a high of 62. Showers Sunday night, low 48. On Veterans Day, that's Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 62. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 56. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 63. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 56 in Washington, 56 in Beaver County, 53 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland. 55 degrees at WRCT. Quincy Jones and his orchestra are going to take us to news time. From Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 8th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Connecticut voters approved an amendment enshrining no-excuse absentee voting in the state's constitution.
Passing by a little more than 57% of the vote, the amendment opens up voting access to broaden ballot access. It comes a year after voters approved an amendment allowing for early voting. Sherry Quickmeyer with Common Cause in Connecticut says this will make it easier for everyone in the state to vote.
People have challenges in their lives, from caretaking to child care to work, that limit their ability to get to the polls. And they are ready for having another opportunity submit an absentee ballot.
The amendment received mostly positive feedback from residents. Some people were skeptical about its necessity given the state's early voting plan. But this amendment will help people who can't get to the polls during early voting to cast a ballot. The General Assembly will develop a rollout plan for no-excuse absentee voting in the next legislative session. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Next from Reuters, U.S. President Joe Biden urged Americans to bring down the temperature Thursday following Donald Trump's election victory, and sought to console fellow Democrats who were alarmed by the former president's stunning comeback. Speaking from the Rose Garden, Biden said, setbacks are unavoidable. Giving up is unforgivable. Reuters notes that Biden added that Tuesday's election proved the integrity of the U.S. electoral system and pledged an orderly transfer of power, an implicit rebuke of Trump, who sought to overturn his 2020 defeat to Biden and raise baseless claims of fraud during this year's campaign as well. And new federal loan adjustments aim to ease farmers' financial burdens, but advocates say lasting change requires legislative action.
Georgia farmer Belisha Jackson says one of the most impactful changes is the introduction of flexible repayment terms. She believes this improvement is crucial for those who have struggled under the previous system.
I think the flexible repayment terms, that is going to be major, because again, you're talking about a population of farmers and landowners who often lost acreage because they missed a payment.
She says another major benefit is having new guidance to help people navigate through the application process, such as the addition of online tutorials and educational resources. Governor Jackson warns that while the new rules are a step forward, they might not be permanent. That's why groups such as the National Family Farm Coalition and the Rural Advancement Foundation International are endorsing the Fair Credit for Farmers Act. The goal is to strengthen the FSA services further by improving access and accountability in farm loan services by bolstering farmer borrower rights. Shantia Hudson reporting.
This is Public News Service.
Sunset Strip.
77 Sunset Strip.
Starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.